This is Stefan Christoph reporting for CKUT Radio from Amman, Jordan. I traveled to Jordan 2 weeks ago to work with the International Solidarity Movement, the ISM, and to record and produce interviews about the situation in the occupied territories for CKUT. The International Solidarity Movement is a Palestinian-led movement which facilitates campaigns of nonviolent direct action against the daily workings of the Israeli occupation. When I attempted to enter the Israeli-controlled border into Palestine, I was refused entry and deemed a security threat to the state of Israel and forced to return back to Jordan. Since that time, I've been in Jordan visiting the many Palestinian refugee camps throughout the country, home to hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees, which make a significant amount of Jordan's 60% displaced Palestinian population. The movement for the right of return for Palestinian refugees and the movement against the ongoing occupation of Iraq are extremely intertwined here in Jordan, with Iraq on one side of Jordan's border and Palestine on the other. Social movements for the liberation of Palestine and Iraq are growing stronger here in Jordan, with countless large demonstrations taking place over this last year, despite heavy repression at the hands of the Jordanian government. I'm here with Lin Kiyat, a Palestinian from Nablus, who is a lawyer and political organizer with the Popular Committee in Support of Iraq and the Intifada. For Jordanians who are opposed and were opposed to the war in Iraq and the ongoing occupation of Iraq, can you maybe give some perspective as to Jordanians as to the ongoing occupation of Iraq?
Well, this is a very important question. Actually, we all, the Jordanians, do believe that the occupation of Iraq is illegal and it's against all the humiliation and the human rights in over the world. Actually, we do all prove the Iraqi assistance against the occupation, and all the spirits of Jordanian was increased once the resistance of occupation was started on of Iraq, and we do prove this occupation to this resistance to go on till the occupation we will get rid of any occupation on Iraq, as a liberty movement calling for liberty of Iraq.
Can you maybe give some perspective as to the anti-war movement in Amman, Jordan, and also throughout the country? Obviously, there's a very strong resistance to the occupation of Iraq. There was a very strong resistance to the invasion of Iraq in this country. I know that you have some experience within the anti-war movement. Can you maybe speak about it here in Jordan?
Actually, the movement in Jordan began since the war of Iraq was started in 1990, and we made many campaigns, including collect signatures and making kites and many other things in order to call every single person on all over the world to stand by us and to resist the war of Iraq, and actually in Palestine too, in order to make to force the Israeli and the American forces to stop what they are doing, because this war is unfair and we do not believe in it. Actually, we call upon all the organization, the human rights organization and all over the world, including the UN, to stop this war upon Iraq since it began in 1990, because we do not believe that they have the right to do this, whatever the reason was.
Can you maybe speak about demonstrations that took place here in Jordan? There were demonstrations around the world opposing the war in Iraq, from Canada to the U.S. to Australia to Europe, here in the Middle East, of course. So can you maybe speak about these demonstrations that took place here in Jordan and the ongoing resistance to the occupation?
The demonstrations in Jordan was not just for stopping the war in Iraq. It was also calling the government here to close the Israeli embassy, because we do not believe in any nature relationship with Israel, because between brackets, Israel, we do not believe that there is a state called Israel. We do believe that there is a Zionist movement there who try to force us to treat us as a nature relationship, and we are never going to do this. The demonstrations was against the war of Iraq too, in all over the country, from the south to the west, from Aqaba and Irbid, all over the country calling to stop the war in Iraq and to close the Israeli embassy in Jordan and not to have any NATO relationship between us and them.
Can you maybe expand on how you feel the ongoing occupation of Iraq and the historical occupation of Palestine are linked? How do you see these two issues as closely linked to each other, politically, economically, and so on?
All over the history, Iraq was a very strong, stand strongly beside Palestine and the case of Palestine. They helped us in many ways. Economically, they helped us. And also, Iraq is very important economically for Jordan because many economic relationships between Jordan and Iraq were affected by the war. Actually, Iraq, as they helped us in many ways. The Iraqi forces has protected Jenin in 1967, and they fight against the Zionist movement in 1948. So they always help us, and they help us economically also by giving us the oil for free for many, many years, although from 1990 and the years to 2002 when Baghdad was occupied by the Americans. So they helped us in many ways, and because of this, we will be always against the occupation of Iraq.
In terms of resisting the occupation of Iraq and also the occupation of Palestine, why do you feel it's important for social movements here in Jordan and the Arab world to be supported by people in Canada, by people in Montreal, and people internationally? Why is it important that people stand in solidarity with movements here?
I think people in Canada and in the world should know the truth. The truth that our case is fair, and we have a very strong liberate movement that all over the world should know the truth. We in Palestine, we as Palestinians, had been forced to kick out from our homes many times. Our children, our men, our women were being killed in cold blood by Israeli people, by the Israeli forces. So I think it's now the very good time, while we are calling about human rights, to know that there is Palestinian and Arab human rights who is violated daily by the Americans and by the Zionists in Palestine. Now it's a very good minute to know the truth all over the world and to stand by us calling for liberation in Iraq and Palestine.
You have just heard an interview with Lynn Kiat, a Palestinian from Nablus living in Amman, Jordan, who is a lawyer and political organizer with the Popular Committee in Support of Iraq and the Antifada. The movement for the liberation of Palestine, along with its central issue, the right of return for Palestinian refugees, and the movement against the ongoing occupation of Iraq, are extremely intertwined here in Jordan, with Iraq on one side of Jordan's border and Palestine on the other. Social movements for the liberation of Palestine and Iraq are growing stronger here in Jordan, with countless large demonstrations taking place over this last year, despite heavy repression at the hands of the Jordanian government. This is Stefan Christoph reporting for CKUT Radio from Amman, Jordan.